Welcome to today's podcast. I'm your host, Belinda R. Stokes, founder and leader of the What Did Jesus Say movement. Today's podcast topic is, What Did Jesus Say About God's House? Our scripture is Mark 11:17.
Jesus said, "It is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you've made it a den of thieves." To give you a background, previously we had a show with the topic, What Did Jesus Say About His Church? Today's topic is, What Did Jesus Say About God's House? You will learn today that Jesus' church and God's house are not mutually exclusive. Now I'm going to give you the background. This particular story is in all four Gospels. It is time for the Jewish Passover, and so Jesus and his disciples went up to Jerusalem, and they went into the temple. When Jesus got there, he was aghast. He could not believe his eyes. In fact, Jesus got angry. He cast out those that sold and bought in the temple. He turned over the tables of the money changers and the seats of those that sold doves. You could say Jesus turned it out. When the disciples saw that, they were kind of shocked because they had never seen that side of Jesus. And then they remembered that David said in Psalm 69:9, the zeal of thy house has eaten me up. David and Jesus both were devoted to God's house. Jesus said, it is written. You're probably thinking, well, what is written? He was quoting what God said in the Old Testament prophet Isaiah 56:7, for my house shall be called an house of prayer for all people. You will note when you study the Gospels that many times Jesus quoted the Old Testament. In fact, at one point he says, I didn't come to do away with the Old Testament, but I came to fulfill it. In this particular passage, when it says God's house, you'll see it on the screen. This, in this passage, is referring to the actual temple in Jerusalem. Today, God's house is the place, it's the building where the church, which is the people, the body of Christ, where we gather to meet with God. God's people leave their individual houses and they come to God's house. God's house is the place where God's people fellowship with him and one another. That's called koinonia. Hallelujah. And God's house is the place where his people gather corporately for spiritual purposes. Jesus said God's house, and you'll see it on the screen, is to be a house of prayer. Prayer is to be the preeminent activity in God's house. You'll notice Jesus didn't say that preaching is supposed to be the preeminent activity in God's house. He didn't say my house should be a house of singing. And those things are good. They're permissible. But the preeminent activity to take place in God's house is prayer. I tell you, we have got to get back to the Bible. Prayer is communicating with God. You talk to God, God listens, you listen, and then God will speak back to you through his word, through a still small voice. through a deposit in your spirit. God might even speak to you through a situation or circumstance or through other people, even the TV. You may have prayed and asked God something, and the response, his answer, might come through your television set. And one of the accounts, gospel accounts of this story says, my house is a house of prayer for all nations. What I love about God, God is inclusive. He is not exclusive. God loves everybody. Let me prove it to you with scripture. John 3:16, the bedrock scripture of the gospel of Jesus Christ said, for God so loved the world. Who is the world? The world is every person that's ever been born. It could be the worst killer, rapist, robber of all time. God loves them, but they just don't know it. And so we have to tell them. And God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I mean, think about it. If there was no Jesus, there'd be no body of Christ. Jesus is the head of the church, and the people, which is called the church, the body of Christ. And if there were no Jesus, there'd be no church, people. And there'd be no need for a house of God. Jesus also said that they made his father's house a den of thieves. That's what made him angry. They turned his father's house into a marketplace. There were money changers, and a money changer is like foreign exchange. When you visit a foreign country, you must exchange your money for their money in order to do business and do transactions and to shop. Years ago, I used to work for the airlines. I've been blessed to travel all over the world. And I remember when I went to France, I had to purchase francs. But things have changed. These days, you don't need francs. There is a common currency for all of Europe called the euros. And so these money changers were all over the place. Then you had people selling doves and animals because these were for the Passover sacrifice. And they were cheating the people. The money changers were charging very high rates. And the people selling, they were charging exorbitant prices, and many of the people were poor. And you know, God really has a heart for the poor. And so we cannot have activities in God's house that hinder worship or become the main focus. Can you imagine the moment the people walked in the temple that day? They could barely get in the door. This marketplace is there. So the market became the focus of God's house as opposed to God being the focus. And they were hindering worship. We cannot do any activities in God's house that takes the focus off of him, that hinder worship, and that dishonor God. One of the things that I have noted in many churches across America today, and what I'm going to say is probably controversial, and again, the Word of God is our standard. There is such a spirit of irreverence in many of God's houses. One New Year's Eve, I visited a local church. In the back of the church, they were selling fried chicken. The people were taking the fried chicken and they went into the sanctuary and they were not worshiping God. They were eating fried chicken. many churches, I see people sitting up there drinking water or coffee. It's like they're in an arena. There's a spirit of irreverence. There's a song that says, we have come into his house to gather in his name to worship him. And the devil is really coming against the body of Christ with phones in the church. I see people videotaping the service. Why are you doing that? You're not on the media ministry. You have come into his house to worship him. So you are videotaping the worship experience instead of experiencing worship for yourself. Can you imagine if someone came to your house and the whole time they were there, they were on the phone, they were taking pictures, they were ignoring you? If you're going to do that, you probably need to stay home, because I'm telling you, God is insulted, he's affronted, because he wants you to worship him and him only. Now, after the service is over, if you want to take some pictures or a video, that's one thing, but we come to God's house for his purposes. God's house is holy, is sanctified, is set apart for God's purposes. Now, Solomon built a temple for God, and he dedicated it to God. Modern houses, God's modern houses, should also be dedicated for the purposes of God. And the purposes of God are prayer, talking to God, praise, thanking God, worship, exalting God, the teaching and preaching of God's word, and the working of miracles. For those of you who don't know, the God that I serve is still in the miracle working business. If time would permit, I would share with you some of the miracles that he has personally done for me. God also has a house in heaven for us. Jesus said in John 14:2, in my Father's house are many mansions. I go and prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. I will come again and receive you unto myself. That makes me excited. I don't know if you've ever visited an earthly mansion. They are laid out. They are decked out. They are exquisite. They're beautiful. Can you imagine the opulence of your mansion in heaven? It's going to be fabulous. In fact, Jesus says, I'm going to prepare it. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. And so we're blessed. As Christians, we're blessed that we can go to God's house and to know that God has a heavenly house for us as well.
Thanks for tuning in today. Generally, new episodes will be available on the last Monday of each month. Please subscribe so that you will automatically receive new podcasts when they are released. Also, please share this podcast with your friends, your family, your church family. We pray God's richest blessings upon you in your Christian journey.